Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that absolutely everything there is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, this one has been in my show prep for a number of days at this point, and I think it's something I would like to get to, and I've been putting it off and putting it off, and so here we go. From Topeka, Kansas, the Libertarian Party there has been prevented from holding a fundraiser. Apparently, they were, I don't know if this was just a fundraiser or if it was like a party meeting exactly, but they were trying to get together as a group, you know, gathering together, in a, which is, I believe, protected by the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights, the right to gather together and protest and that sort of thing. Well, they were trying to get together, and the cops said, uh-uh. They were stopped from holding a fundraiser at a nudist camp, according to Kansas.com, in southwest Shawnee County, when sheriff's deputies blocked people from entering. Shawnee County deputies said they were merely enforcing a court order when they stopped people from accessing Lake Eden on Friday. Which, by the way, Eden is nude spelled backwards. Last year, Shawnee County District Judge Terry Bullock issued a court order banning, quote, commercial or recreational activities on the property unless the owners get a permit for such events, something that the county refuses to provide. So, Rob Hodgkinson, chairman of the Libertarian Party of Kansas, said a political party fundraiser isn't a commercial activity. He also said deputies suppressed party members' constitutional rights to hold such an event on private property. Although I guess it could be considered a recreational activity, but man, that's even questionable, I think, as well.
It sounds like they're trying to cover everything with their little rule, though.
Right. And I'd like to point out that this was not a nude gathering of the Libertarian Party. It was the Libertarian Party that happened to be gathering at what was formerly, I guess, a nudist area.
Gotcha.
So gates were to open at 4 o'clock on Friday, said Webb Garlinghouse, who owns the property with his wife. But an employee called him that morning and said deputies were blocking the driveway. By mid-afternoon, six marked sheriff's cars were parked alongside the road outside the main entrance. Hodgkinson, the chair of the party, said Libertarian Party moved the three-day event to an alternative site. It sounds like a convention to me. Shawnee County Undersheriff Don Long and his office learned about the Libertarian gathering at Lake Eden from a county councilor. A sign at the property's entrance said the event was to run Friday through Sunday. The vice chair for the Libertarian Party of Kansas said admission was to be $75 per person. Topics for discussion included property rights and freedom of assembly, ironically enough. Hodgkinson said the Libertarians needed to make money so they can compete and get people elected. We've got a chance to actually elect people, so am I frustrated? You bet. Lake Eden, which promotes a clothing-free lifestyle and uses the term naturist rather than nudist, has been at odds with county officials since 1996. The county insisted Lake Eden was being run as a commercial recreational facility, even though the property was zoned as agricultural.
Dear
and you
God,
know,
can you imagine?
Yep, you know, you can't do what you want with your property unless you have the blessing of the county bureaucrats. And we've certainly learned that over the years here on Free Talk Live. If you don't have the right zoning, you are SOL.
It's true. They do like their little zoning rules.
Who makes these decisions? It's a zoning board, usually, right? With, what, 3 to 5 different bureaucrats on it, just sort of sitting in a room somewhere deciding, okay, we'll change the zoning on this property. Nope, we are refusing this one. I mean, what is there any sort of actual process here beyond just political know-how and sort of connections?
I think it really is political know-how and connections. I mean, you'd have to follow their application process, and hopefully you'll get what you want, but you have a lot better chance of getting what you want if you have a team of lawyers that knows how to do this kind of thing. I'd like to point out that Houston, Texas, one of the largest metros in the United States.
I think it's the seventh largest.
It's in the top ten, that's for sure, and they managed to make it without zoning, period. I'm sure that they have...
Can you believe it?
I'm sure that some people have some complaints about it, but
right.
Heck, I have some complaints about zoning, too.
Yeah, I have complaints about zoning, period. I think that people should be free to use their property in whatever way they wish, as long as they're not infringing on someone else's property at the same time.
Or violating any homeowners association rules.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is, I saw the video from this. There was a video clip from a local news agency that brought cameras out there, and there were indeed...
They brought cameras out to the nudie lake?
Yeah, well, they couldn't get in. No one was allowed in, so all of the action was happening right out front of the entrance. But it was, you know, a rural sort of a destination. Mm-hmm. There wasn't much around, and you could tell that, you know, there's sort of this road going into the Lake Eden area,
mm-hmm.
and it was clear that the nudists weren't just cavorting by the fence or anything like that.
Naked by the road.
Right. But what was by the road were several police cruisers, state police, were out there literally blocking off the entrance to this park. And what you essentially had was the libertarians that just sort of showed up. They didn't know this was going to happen. They
right.
essentially rented the facility to hold their convention at, and it was them kind of, it was like a face-off between them and the police. Obviously, the libertarians didn't do anything. They just sort of stood there and talked to the cops. But what a disappointment. I mean, do the same things happen to the Republicans and the Democrats?
Well, I would imagine the Republicans and the Democrats have more money to with which to
right.
rent.
Go rent a hotel room or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you know, conference rooms, that yeah. kind of thing. So this, it's sort of, you know, in the case of political parties, libertarians having, you know, fewer dollars to toss around, take some venues that might be somewhat questionable, like a, you know, the dance hall at the local nudie lake.
Well, in January 2001, the county gave the Garlinghouses, the owners of the property, a 2-year conditional use permit with the stipulation that they would not try to renew it. In September 2006, Bullock used a restraining order banning the Garlinghouses from using the camp for recreational commercial purposes without a conditional use permit. According to the court records, their appeal is pending. Webb Garlinghouse, who happens to be a libertarian, the guy that owns the nudist park, says the weekend gathering was to be the political party's first at Lake Eden, and it was to include free camping, parking, and recreational activities at the lake, plus musical and theatrical performances. So there was a nice weekend planned.
Right.
They had all kinds of different things planned out for the party members, and who knows how long. I mean, when you organize a get-together like this, it's not just something you throw together a week in advance. I mean, you've probably been working on this for several months. Usually you want to start organizing this stuff 6 months out, if not an entire year out in advance, just to get all of the logistics together, get everything
right.
Set up the way you want it to. And then to find out that the day of, there's a line of police physically preventing your attendees from entering the park. I mean, what a slap in the face to freedom and the ability to use your property in the way that you want to.
Well, In this case, it's interesting because you know, we probably wouldn't be reporting on it if it was just you know the Tupperware convention at the nudie lake, right?
Well, I mean, I'm reporting on it.
Good.
I'm reporting on it because it was in the news. It just happened to be the Libertarian Party. That's all.
Well, what I'm saying is that it really violates the right to peaceably assemble, like the very core of the right to peaceably assemble.
Correct.
And whereas the Tupperware parties, you know, because it's commercial, it takes a little more of a stretch. I believe that's still a peaceably assembled issue.
Sure.
But because it's a Libertarian Party who paid for it, like the Tupperware convention would.
They're saying you have the right to peaceably assemble just as long as you do it where the government deems it appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still peaceably assemble. Just go way out here where no one's around.
Who's to say that they'll give them the right to peaceably assemble at all?
Right.
I mean,
well,
yeah.
That's where they were. It sounded like they were way out in the middle of nowhere where no one was around, and they still had a problem with it.
Because a right is a right. If I have a right to have my own, to have whatever religion I want, I don't have to ask the government whether or not I've got that right. If I have the right to say what I want, the right of free speech, I don't have to ask the government. If I have the right to freedom of the press, I don't have to ask the government to put out a newspaper. So if I have the right to peaceably assemble, then I don't have to ask the government where I can do it, when I can do it,
as long as you
and
have
if
permission
I can do it.
From the property owner. That's who you have to ask, is
sure.
the property owner. And in this case, they did. the property owner was involved in this.
Right.
And unfortunately, they were physically prevented from doing so, which is absolutely outrageous. And just one more reason that people in Kansas should consider the Free State Project. We'll give you a little bit more information about that on the way. Plus, Mark, you have a what-if scenario for me about all these bombings going on in the Middle East right now. We'll come back with that and more. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and grab them up. They're free. There's no logging in, no membership fee. Just go and get them. Freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the Free State Project a few months ago. Well, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. It's the show about your calls. To the phones we go. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. Speaking of the Free State, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, John. Hey.
Speaking of the Free State Project, I have to remind you again, I think I heard recently you said that the Free State Project is going to happen, and I'd like to remind you, it is happening. You'll know it when you get here.
Absolutely. We're definitely excited about getting up there. What was on your mind tonight?
I'm a little bit behind schedule because I've been working my butt off since the Free State camp out to get caught up on issues.
Right.
I'm not
fast.
Sure how much you covered the big pig down in Boston.
The big dig. We were talking about it
I
last
call it the
night.
Pig.
The big pig. Well, it's succeeded in killing one lady at this point.
This project has never been about transportation. It was because in a private economy, if you wanted transportation, you might think, well, there's too many cars in Boston. What do? You run a rail out, maybe out to Lynn, to Salem, to Beverly, and in different directions.
Okay.
It's never really been about that. It's been about contractors. It's been about buying votes from Tip O'Neill, who started it. And by the way, you guys keep focus on this show like an old guy, Jerry Williams, out of Boston. He's dead now. An old radio talk show host guy that just beat the drum. It's not like radio today, but just stayed on this and said, watch out. The reason I called, there is nobody that I'm aware of surprised that there's been a death in this.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Right. So the reason that I call is I wanted to make a couple points on this. This is a government project, as we all know.
Sure.
We
the
know
government
that,
boondoggle that's been going on for 15 years now to the tune of billions and over $15 billion.
And more than 15 years also.
Right.
This is just incredible. It has never, ever been about transportation. The smoke and mirrors, it's the jobs, it's to get people to vote for Ted Kennedy. And you know,
sure.
If it was a different
it's always
state,
politics.
If, by the way, it was a different state, it would be Republican. So I don't mean to slam just the Democrats.
Right. And, you know, it's a real slap in the face to the Massachusetts taxpayers.
It sure is. Now, here's my question to you folks.
Yes, sir.
Many people think that this is a problem with the contractors. And I know, and we all know, that it certainly is. The contractors did a horrible job. However, how do we answer the proposition that we cannot trust private roads? You get my point?
I see. You're saying that because they're making...
There's such a meddling here between
right.
the government and private enterprise that some people go, well, they lose sight, just like with gasoline. They say the prices are rising, the prices are rising. I say, well, why don't you ever complain about your property tax rising?
Yeah.
There are things that... These folks are all in bed together.
Sure.
They work very well together. How do we answer that?
Well,
the proposition that we can't trust the private people to do it, because clearly the private people did a horrible job.
Well, it's an easy answer. The article that we were reading last night about this death pointed out that the private contractor that was in charge of the segment that fell down on this woman and crushed her under 3 tons, I think it was.
Right, I think they were aware of a problem since 1999.
Well, they actually pointed out that they finished that area of the tunnel to the specifics of the, I forget the name of it, but it was the bureaucracy that was in charge, the Authority of Transportation
or
whatever it was.
Yeah, they switched that. They keep shuffling the cards and which cup is it under or
well,
whatever.
And they pointed out that they not only did they finish it according to their specs, but it was also inspected by the government. So really, wouldn't you say that the inspectors are to blame? I mean, if the private company did a bad job, and apparently they did, the inspectors did a worse job by not catching the fact that it was absolutely bad job on the private contractors.
Hey, I'm right on your side with the, you know, the government sucks and we can't trust them.
Well,
the contractors did a horrible job. And these people, you know, these people are in so much in bed with the government that they don't even care about their own reputation because they're being promised contracts. In a perfect
sure.
world, if we had a libertarian world, things would be better. These contractors would be accountable.
Much more so,
right. Well, the contractors were as accountable as they needed to be. The contractors were accountable to doing the job well enough that the inspector said it was okay. That's all they had to do. They did what they had to do. And in a libertarian world where we had private roads, the contractor would be liable for the, you know, the good feeling of the public that's using their road. So in the same way that Walmart's liable to, that customers are happy and shopping in their stores.
Mark,
so
that's such a good point. But the problem, I guess, with our dream of a libertarian society,
mm-hmm.
is how do we create the alternative? Because so many people are in fear of their lives every day, and not just because of this. They have known. Nobody is surprised that this happens.
Well, I'd like to sort of take Mark's...
and when.
I'd like to sort of take Mark's position on this. I don't think it's something we really need to address right now. I mean, what we need to be addressing are things like property taxes and the real big issues. And then maybe once we cut the size of government way, way down, then we can start to show people, well, you've seen how having less government in these areas, like
education. Yeah, I'll go along with that. And
right,
in the meantime, let's get the hell out of Boston.
Yeah, I heard that. Thanks for
the
call.
Don't blame the Massachusetts.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I personally would prefer to not set foot in Boston if I can avoid it. The less time I spend in big cities, the happier I am.
I still feel that private roads are the third rail of libertarian politics.
Yes, but you were just here arguing for them a moment ago.
I believe that we could actually do it, but at the same time, I don't think that that's some position that the
I think
the,
it's not something we should focus on.
Yeah, I personally, I believe that it's best to just say, well, I think that there are certain areas that the government should be left to handle point.
But everybody knows that governments are bad at doing roads. I mean, they know it. They know mm-hmm. how long it takes. They know how expensive the process is. But when it all comes down, the roads do get done. Eventually.
And they're drivable.
In the case of the big dig, well, maybe never. But in most cases, the roads do get done, and they're drivable. And so people say, well, what's the big deal with this? So let's show them where the big deals are. Education, where your kids are being mm-hmm. brainwashed. Property taxes, where you're being robbed blind. Sales taxes, income taxes. I mean, let's go with the areas where most people are going to agree. The war on drugs. Let's talk to Krister in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Krister.
Hi, guys. I'm a little bit emotional here in Sweden. I'm sitting in the... first of all, I'd like to take up three issues, if that is possible. Is that okay with you?
I don't know. We'll see how long they go for. Give us one, and
we'll continue from there. All right. First of all, I've been to Germany today. It was a 500-mile trip. That's 1,000 miles two ways, okay?
Okay.
Why I went there was to buy Swedish beer. You know why? Because it's half the price.
Wow.
Because of our extraordinary taxes on alcohol.
I want you to tell me a little bit more. Hang on, Krister. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. He had to leave his home country of Sweden to go to Germany to buy Swedish beer, because it's half the price. 800-259-9231, those wacky socialists in Europe. We'll find out more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Take control of the airwaves, toll free, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show, beyond a shadow of a doubt. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. It is a show about your calls. Back to the phones we go. We left off with Krister in Sweden. You're calling about a little trip that you took to Germany. And how many miles did you say it was to drive to Germany?
It's 500 each way, so it's 1,000 U.S. miles.
That's a long drive just for some beer. You drove there just to buy beer?
22 hours, totally. 10 hours down, 2 hours to shop, and 10 hours back. And 2 boat trips. And I'm living in Stockholm, so I went past Denmark to get to Germany. And the thing is, I like Swedish beer, and I enjoy it, so I'd like to have some quality beer. And we have these extraordinary, amazing taxes here. So in Germany, where they don't tax our Swedish beer at all, partially of what we do here,
sure,
they have half the price.
I want to know how much...
We went down there.
I just want to know, how much beer did you buy? I mean, did you fill your trunk and your back seat with beer? I mean, you had to make it worthwhile to drive 1,000 miles, right?
Yeah, we bought a little bit of everything, and totally we bought $1,600 US dollars worth of, everything.
in alcohol wise,
right.
Whiskey and beer and wine and et cetera.
Wow.
And that makes it worthwhile. Because the trip down to Germany and the boat trips and everything is far less than the savings.
Far less.
We like that.
I'm sorry. Far less than what?
The gas is worth it.
The gas and the boat tickets and et cetera.
Got it. Got it. So, what was the other issue that was on your mind?
Okay, you have been talking about official languages in the United States of America. I just want to shortly remind you that we don't have any official language in Sweden. There is no, there is none. There is a de facto language, and that's Swedish. But we have four or five, I don't remember exactly, minority languages that are protected by the government.
What does that mean, protected?
Protected, and that means that they are about to be extinct in Sweden, but the government have, you know, decided to protect them. So some areas, some municipalities in Sweden are actually providing information and communicating with their residents in these languages.
Because it's mandated by law? I mean, they're only communicating in those languages?
That is by law. I'll give you one example out of these four or five. We have, like, our native Swedish. They're not really native, but I'm not going to get into that. But they are a little bit like the Native Americans, the Indians, so to speak, in America. And we have our Samis in Sweden. And they speak a language that is protected by the government. And the government have, they're giving them some money to provide radio information in.
Really? So not only are they protected by the government, their language is protected and the government continues to use it in forms and that sort of thing, but they're actually giving them money in order to continue to promote their language. Wow.
Exactly.
But how do you feel about that, Mark?
I'm not saying I'm opposed to that because, I don't know. I don't know if it's fair to the market.
No, it's definitely not fair. Languages should be allowed to come and go according to market preferences. And, you know, if the market says that it's time for these languages to die off, then they should die off naturally.
Maybe, perhaps.
Well, very good. Christopher, you have one more quick one for us, right? We got time for just one more.
And the last one is about the communist propaganda we have. We have communist propaganda going on about the four or five most countries in the world where people rely on each other. When they say something, they rely on that person. And they believe that whatever they say is the truth, and they depend on it, so to speak. Those four or five or whatever top countries in the world where people really believe what other people say are the Scandinavian countries.
Now, when you say people believe what other people say, you mean the average people just sort of fall in line whenever the rulers say something? Is that what you mean?
No, what I'm saying is if let's say you say, could you lend me $500? I'll pay it back next week. Now, if you say that in Bosnia, for example, because I was talking to a Bosnian person today about this issue, and he said, well, we wouldn't just believe that. But anyway.
Okay, and the people in your country would believe it?
Yes, and we would take that. When somebody say it, we would take it very seriously. We would say that, okay, if somebody actually says something like that, they really, really mean it.
And that has some. How does that have anything to do with communism? I'm confused as to the tie-in.
No, it's got nothing to do with communism, but the communism propaganda, the communist propaganda, what they try to point out, and what really bothers me is that because we in Scandinavia have the highest taxes in the world,
that is somehow related. It is not related. It's got nothing to do with that. Because this is a very old tradition in these countries.
Wait. So, okay, let me see if I got this straight. And Mark, if you're going to chime in on this one here, you're saying that because you're so communistly indoctrinated that that's somehow a factor as to why it is that people will just believe anything that anyone says?
No, not believe anything anybody says, but if you have an agreement between two people, and you don't, I'll take it from the beginning. In the ancient history of the Scandinavian countries, we did not print all the agreements down in paper.
Okay.
We shook hand.
Right.
And said, okay, this is an agreement. And that shaking of the hand was just as much worth as a signature on a piece of paper.
And that sort of come down through the years to where even in today's society, we would it'd be better off if you had everything on paper, but people in your country are just as still as likely to accept a handshake then. Is kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. And now the communists, you know what they say? Because of our extraordinary high taxes in this country, in these Scandinavian countries, they link this together in a false way, and I hate it. I hate that communist propaganda when they kind of suggest that because we trust each other, we trust what, when we shake a hand and we say, all right, this is an agreement, and they say it's because of our fucking high taxes.
They're saying that because you guys are so trustworthy, then you should just trust the communists and they're going to take care of you, that sort of thing?
They say because we have high taxes, everybody gets trustworthy.
How strange.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't draw the correlation on that.
No, there is no correlation, but they're trying to get people to believe.
No correlation at all.
Right.
And that's really getting me emotional, and I just want to tell you.
I can tell. So we're going to let you go now, Krister. Thank you for the Swedish update from Krister there over there in Sweden. So what do we learn tonight? That the beer in Sweden is taxed so high that beer drinkers will drive 1,000 miles round, or I guess was it 1,000 miles round trip?
Yeah.
And load their car full of $1,500 worth of beer. Just to get a discount.
That is crazy.
And the communist propaganda is crazy over there as well. So, hey, I love learning about other countries. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of other countries, there's bombs being thrown around in the Middle East. And, Mark, you've got some questions about it. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works for
all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where if you've been to the site, you know that we give everything away for free. Whether it be the year's worth of archives, the bulletin board systems, updates, and more, it's all on the house. What do we ask in return? That you shop with us. You're going to do the shopping anyway. I know it, because most people who've been on the internet have probably bought at least one thing at Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. I mean, you almost can't avoid buying stuff at Amazon. They've got so much stuff and such great prices. Over 30 different categories of products. We've got a nice little agreement with Amazon. See, we've created a portal of entry for you. It's amazon.freetalklive.com. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, do your shopping, have it delivered to your door. Get all the products that you could possibly think of. I mean, virtually any category you can think of to shop in, they've got it. Whether it be groceries, baby stuff, furniture, DVDs, and more, it's all there. Delivered to your door, great shipping deals. The best part is, though, we get a percentage of the sale. Just for sending them the business, they're rewarding Free Talk Live. So the way you do it is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. So you get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. All right, so Mark. There's a situation in the Middle East, and you had a few things to say about it.
There is. It looks like Hezbollah is tossing a few more rockets.
Who is that?
Palestine. The bad people in Palestine. They've been
elected. They're
bad. Supposedly.
Okay.
They've been elected democratically to the leadership there, and they've been pretty calm since they've been elected, but apparently they're tossing ballistic missiles.
At whom?
At Israel.
Okay.
Haifa specifically, it's a coastal city near Jerusalem in Israel.
Why?
I've been there, as a matter of fact. They don't like the Israelis. Probably there's some kind of dispute. I mean, there's been disputes ever since whenever between these people.
What do you think sparked this? Do we know?
I don't have any specifics on it. I do know that there are 700,000, supposedly, people in bomb shelters. Yeah, in Haifa right now. I mean, that's how serious it is.
Wow. This is war. Is this war?
Well, it very well could be.
Is Hezbollah a government or a religious faction?
At this point,
you said
it's
there
both.
Was elected. Okay, I got it.
I mean, remember that World War I was started over a few guys shooting the Archduke.
An assassination.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it started. And everybody, you know, there's these intertwined agreements and all that sort of thing. And so I always wonder whether it's going to lead to something more.
World War III.
It does sound a little scary.
Well, whenever bombs are dropping anywhere in the world, I think it's scary for a lot of people, for sure.
Now, my question is, we have somebody over, who's testing rockets right now, Kim Jong-il from...
The great leader!
Yes, the great pompadour from North Korea is testing his long-range nuclear missiles. Apparently, he failed, and
yes.
it stayed in flight. Depends on who you ask, 30 seconds... 6 minutes.
Okay.
Not sure which. But
it's
a big
difference.
It didn't make it to Alaska, or where, however far it was supposed to make it.
Okay.
But let's say that your version of free market America, there's no government, everything's voluntary, there's some sort of voluntary protection organizations that keep us all safe.
Mm-hmm. Voluntarily funded.
Voluntarily mm-hmm. funded protection organizations. What happens if... You know, this occurred today, and then, you know, just shortly down the line, Kim Jong-il has his nuclear weapon, and he is such a little crazy tyrant that he decides to toss them at America. What happens?
Okay. Well, so he's doing this for the purposes of what exactly?
He's just a crazy little tyrant.
Blow stuff up.
I can't really figure out what his purpose is. Why does he keep his country in barbed wire and poverty-stricken?
Well,
now?
Because if he allows his people to leave, they might just leave.
Right. That's
and then he won't have anyone to work in his state-run factories or whatever it is that he does with them.
Right. I understand, but there are people crazy enough in this world to do just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, one of them is going to get in charge of a button to launch.
And they don't like Alaska, so they're going to take it out.
Let's say that his missiles actually can reach the entire United States. I mean, we have missiles that can reach there, so obviously
right.
he can come up with missiles that could reach here.
Well, gosh, it'd be a horrible day. I mean, what would happen if today that happened?
So let's say he dropped 20 of them on some major metros
yeah.
for whatever reason he'd want to kill those people.
Well, I would expect that they would drop some missiles back on him, or maybe they would have, you know, if they were concerned about this sort of thing happening, then they would have some missile defenses, possibly, to prevent those missiles from even landing and striking home.
I would think that a free market solution would definitely be, you know, some kind of Star Wars thing that would take the missiles out of the sky. We know that this is possible because the United States has managed to test missiles that will do this.
I believe that they have not actually successfully tested those.
They have hit rockets in the middle of the air.
Okay.
They just can't do it consistently.
And there's no system in place.
Correct.
I mean, there's no
right.
They've brought out, you know, the missile launching system into one place and tested it and shown, hey, it's possible. But
sure.
If they were to launch that missile today or tomorrow, whatever city that was targeted would be smithereens.
Yes. We don't have that kind of protection.
Even though I think it was Ronald Reagan that proposed the Star Wars program in the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
you know, the program was proposed, but the problem was they handed it over to the Department of Defense,
right.
and so therefore, donuts. Yeah, so they've done nothing essentially on it, and nobody is protected here, and of course the U.S. military is everywhere else but here anyway. So really, we're wide open today. And there, you know, there would be retaliation today, just as I think that, you know, in the future, this future libertopia that you're talking about, again, if the people that live in these areas are concerned about a missile attack by a madman, then they would be talking to their protection agencies and saying, look, we need to get some protection here from missiles. Can you do this? And they would compete to see who would, you know, be able to protect quickest and fastest and most effectively and hopefully shoot them down before they hit. And it would probably result, I would also think, in some sort of backlash against Kim Jong-il, maybe an assassination campaign or maybe even a bombing of his palaces and that sort of thing. So
I definitely see that they could retaliate. And I could see how you could get people together to retaliate. Kim Jong-il has... You know, done something horrible.
Yeah.
I see how you could get people together for the retaliation. I don't see how you could get people together for the missile defense.
Maybe they don't want it then.
Well, just a second. Like, for instance, if you know that it's great to have electricity in your house,
yeah.
right? But if you had the choice of paying an electric company to provide electricity to your house because it's a great thing, or not pay an electric company, but they still provided you electricity, because it's a benefit, just like having this missile blown out
yeah.
of the sky is a benefit to everyone. I mean, which would you do? Would you pay for electricity or not?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase that?
Okay. Having a missile shot out of the sky is a benefit. Having electricity in your house is a benefit.
Uh-huh.
If you have the option of either paying for a benefit or not paying for a benefit, but you still get it, which are you going to do?
Well, why don't you ask some of the people that pirate software and video games and that sort of thing? There are plenty of people that have the option of just going online and downloading all the piracy stuff that they want, and they benefit from that without having to pay a dime. Of course, if nobody buys the software legitimately, then those software companies are going to go out of business and won't be able to provide any of those benefits in the future. So
I think that... Wait. Before you go on with that, that's not a fair comparison, because I personally will understand. If I buy software at a store, uh-huh. It's got some instructions with it, I can get it, I can install it on my computer, it'll have a tutorial, that whole thing. I know that when it comes to pirated software, I'm on my own, and I don't understand it. Now, somebody might provide me with pirated software.
I think you're looking at it from the wrong perspective, Mark. I mean, if indeed this is something that people want, I mean, is this or is this not something that people are going to want? That's the ultimate question here. Is protection from missile attacks something that people want?
Wait a second. You not only have to be able to provide people with something they want, but you have to be able to bill them for it. And that's how
free market
works.
Will you answer my question? Is this something that people want?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then in that case, they're going to get it. And how they get it...
They don't have it now.
Well, of course not, because they're relying on the government to protect them.
Well, but
now,
you
look,
could...
in the world that we're talking about here, if people want this service, it may not necessarily be provided in the method that you believe it will be provided in. You sort of mm-hmm. had this idea that, well, everybody's going to have to be billed for it. What if people don't want to pay for it? What are we going to do?
Sure.
Well, what about maybe the here's just one possible alternative.
Okay.
And I'm not a defense expert.
Right.
I'm not someone who's going to be making money off of this. Okay, and I'm going to give you an answer. So, one of the defense agencies, and there would be a number of them probably competing for
right.
business, one of the defense agencies might just decide to use some of their profits that they're making to invest in one of these systems and say, hey, look who defended St. Louis first. It's First Defense of St. Louis. We built this system here. Look, it'll shoot missiles out of the sky. You know what? If you want to buy defense services, you should consider buying them from St. Louis, because we're protecting the entire city. You know, it would be a perk of... You know, that company. It would be that company showing off, sort of like how Walmart showed off by bringing trucks full of ice and trucks full of water into Hurricane Katrina. They didn't have to do that at all. They would have been fine. They didn't have to spend that money. They didn't have to outlay that expense, but they did it anyways because it made them look good. So people could be doing
that same thing. I'm still dubious.
Okay. Well, you're not getting any protection from the government, so let's try my route. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.